I'm with Tyler Jacobson, the director here of the Parks and Rec here in Valley City. And there was an individual, former employee, who accused the Gawker Family Wellness Center of not watching their pool level readings when it came to bacteria and chlorine and so on and so forth. But Tyler's here to tell us that you do everything you can, your staff. Tell us, the public, exactly what you do to keep the pool safe here at the Gawker Family Wellness Center.
Yeah, well, first, we do have a great staff. And before we open the pool at the Gawker Family Wellness Center, we're required to test the water samples for both the pool and the hot tub to see if they're within range. And if they are, we're allowed to allow people in. If not, we need to adjust it, whether we close the pool or if we have to do some other kind of chemicals to make sure that we're providing the safe environment for the community to use.
And how often do you test?
So we test before opening, and then we also test every 4 hours after that.
And you had a health official in here who tested it out at least three times, and tell us what the results were.
Yeah, so she came three times in January in 3 weeks, and every time we were within acceptable levels, and so she said everything was fine for us to stay open.
Now, the big question is this. Have you gotten any complaints from patrons that are worried about skin issues or, things like that? Have you ever gotten complaints from them?
Coming back to my office, I would say no. Have we gotten them at our levels? Probably at times. I mean, I think at times people's skins are more reactive to certain situations. So is it possible? I would say it's definitely possible. I would say that we would never put anybody in harm's way knowingly. I mean, that's not what we do. We have, whether we have our staff working for us or people's kids going to the pool, we want a safe environment for everybody to use and enjoy.